Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bills. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now. 800-685-2080. 800-685-2080. 800-685-2080. That's 800-685-2080.
2080. Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but the star of our program is the gentleman seated right next to me.
Not too close, I hope.
There he is. The all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer, direct from Las Vegas, back into the studio here. You had quite a busy week already here, Fred Dreyer.
Well, 2 days in Vegas
Did you win?
Was a challenge. No, I didn't. You know, I didn't go there.
You stayed out of the casino.
Boy,
did
oh boy, that's the one thing I don't want to do in this lifetime.
Did you ever find
stand
yourself
around shaking dice?
Did you ever do that? Ever?
Well, sure. Yeah, when I was younger.
Did you ever have a big win?
Yep.
Playing what game?
Playing roulette, actually.
Roulette, huh?
Yeah. Play black.
Black?
Yep. I sat there and watched the table for about maybe about half hour, 45 minutes. Just to see what, you know, what the heck's going on.
Yeah.
And then I realized that you try to get a pattern going, you know, try to catch a pattern.
Yep.
And did you know that a good practitioner of that ball entering when that thing is spinning,
when he spins it and throws it in there,
is it's very underrated.
So the way it's spun can affect it then, is that correct?
How you release it.
Really?
When you release it.
And you studied this?
I talked to a lot of people who played that sport. Is that a sport? It's not a sport.
It's a kind of a sport, gambling sport.
Yeah, it is. But anyway, the point is that I used to do that. Most ever won in a very short period of time was $800.
Really?
But that game you have to bet to win that game.
Yeah, and you got to know when to walk away when you say.
Yeah, it's not like if you get a black and a black 22. There's no odds on that. I mean, it's just you got to hit it, and whatever amount of money you have in that square, you get it back.
Yeah, well, there's 35-1 odds, and there's some stuff there, but it's like 2-1 odds on black or red. Unless it becomes a zero, it could be a zero or a double zero. All right, we've just given you a little gambling lesson. We got a lot of sports news for you here in the Sports Lounge. Thanks for joining us. Stay with us on CRN, the Competition Radio Network.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. I don't believe God intended for us to be old and sick. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the immune system. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking a healthy immune system. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. Bring your body back to balance. Order now and receive free shipping and a free bottle of my Smooth Skin.
Get your body back in pH balance with Balance7.com. Balance 7 unlocks the immune system. Your body will respond in a wondrous way. Your energy level will go up, joint discomfort will be reduced, and heartburn no longer a problem. We have a 100% money-back guarantee. You have everything to gain. If you're sick and you don't want to be, Balance 7 is the answer. If you're healthy and want to stay healthy, Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com. That's Balance7.com. Use the code word BALANCE and get free shipping. Balance7.com. That's Balance7.com.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer. Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to our listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the Radio Listener Special. Get deep discounts on MyPillow mattress toppers, towels, and so much more. For example, Mike is offering a buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special for a buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets. Enter my promo code, works for me, for these great specials. Go to MyPillow.com and enter my promo code, works for me. I'm Fred Dreyer, and believe me, this deal really does work for me.
Now you can get generic Viagra shipped to your door for about $2 a pill. Get the same impact for less. Call Steel Man Pills now and get the same blue pill for about $2 a pill. Call now for the 50-pill special and save even more. Plus, get a free bonus.
800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. That's 800-605-1683.
We are back in the sports loungers. Truly, Michael Horn, along with the star of our program, the Sultan of safeties, two safeties in one game in the same quarter, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the iconic actor, but not only Fred Dreyer.
Yeah. Yes, good to be back. Hope everybody's had a good weekend. We're getting closer and closer to the blessed day of the birth of our baby Jesus.
Yeah, this is going to get your shopping done.
What?
Stay with me, huh? All right.
You know what's really interesting about that question?
What's that?
It's such a crazy. There's so few people left. You know, in my
your family starts getting cut down. You're right.
It's
you lose your parents.
My mother, my father. You know, all these things mount up to where it really takes a toll. How far life has taken you when you realize you got to go out and account for people through presents.
Because you got your daughter and you got your grandkids.
Yeah, sure. Exactly.
That's good stuff.
You bet. I'm not saying it's not.
If you want to give anything extra away, I'm available. I'd love to see you.
You need some mittens?
Bring some mittens if you want to.
I have some mittens for you.
By the way, I still have that coal you left by my fireplace last year.
No, I left one piece of coal.
Yeah. Yeah, this is great. We got a lot of people chiming in here for the holiday time. We just it's quite amazing here already. We got Bruce saying hello from New Mexico. We got Kathy, happy Wednesday. We got James says, hey, guys, thoughts on the Monday night game? We're going to be talking about that in just a bit, James. He says that happened in Buffalo. He says, I'm convinced that the road to the AFC title game will go through New England. So we weren't going to start with this topic, but we might as well talk about this a little bit, Fred, because it is a good comment here from our listeners. That's from our chat room. You go to Facebook Live. You can watch us live doing the show and get your comment in. You can always watch us on YouTube. We're on video just about everywhere. YouTube, Facebook Live, Roku, CRNTalk.com, Twitter, Twitch, Tiki Live, Periscope, and of course, we're on Sports Byline Radio Network.
Yes.
Sirius XM, Sirius 217, XM 203, online at Channel 967, and of course, on CRN Talk Radio and radio stations all around the country. So let's talk a little bit. This Mac Jones, this quarterback for New England, comes in on Monday night, throws three passes. That's it.
The entire game.
It's enough to beat the Buffalo Bills. Belichick, as they're saying now, is a genius coach. I've always liked Bill Belichick. You know, I've talked about that.
Well, many
times.
People do, but he's arrogant, and people don't like that about him, which I think is a trap. You know,
what do you mean by trap?
Well, he doesn't care if you like him or not. He just does what he does, and he's not going to engage and be a fodder for. You know, Coach, I want to talk to you about your philosophy about the sport. He won't talk to you about anything. He just wants to talk about the next game and the game after that.
Yeah, and you and I were talking before the show today a little bit about the fact that this Mac Jones, his rookie quarterback, that was a hand pick by Belichick, right?
Yeah, he. You know, if you go back, you'll see that people were saying, well, you know, Brady's won the world championship, and now you got to go into camp with really nobody. You know, you let Cam Newton go, and now you got to sit here and come up with a quarterback. How are you going to do that? He says, well, we'll get one who's intelligent and smart. We'll do what I tell him to do, and we're going to nurture that position back to just like we did with Tom Brady. And so he's got a very smart guy from Alabama who his friend
Nick Saban,
his close pal.
Yeah.
Nick Saban said, "This is a guy you want. You know why? You go after not the guy with the greatest of talent always, but you go with intelligence and you go with perception and you go with the instrument." And so they interviewed him. And they said, yeah, we want this kid. And there's things that early in the season that he wasn't doing that rattled people like, oh, Bill can't make it. Bill's having a hard time now, you know, filling the position. Well, he's got it now. He's getting stronger. You know, the other thing that's along with this is that the team is healthier than it's ever been.
Well, that's always a big deal. Health is the key to any team, and you have ups and downs. And it's, you know, it's the other side of this coin is while New England is looking good, and maybe our listener is right, all the road to the championship game leads through New England, possibly. But what about the demise here of the Buffalo Bills? You and I were looking at them, and we kept saying, keep playing them. We'll keep playing them. They're a hot team. They're a hot team.
Yeah.
Well, they're not such a hot team right now.
No, they're not, and I think they've played enough and gone through the lineup of opponents to the point where you're probably looking at as good as the Bills are going to get.
Well,
and you've got 40 miles an hour wind. 40 miles an hour.
In that Monday night game,
and
yes.
That helped a lot.
Yes.
And what it did, it wound up helping – Belichick say, look, we're not going to set the quarterback up or set our team up going to Buffalo and getting hammered out with this wind,
right.
and really hurting the confidence of our quarterback. So here's what we're going to do: with the best chance we have of winning is to run the ball. And guess what? It's my number one peeve in this league is that nobody knows how to play the line of scrimmage.
You were talking about this before the game that it's you play to the strength or weaknesses of teams, and you were saying when you run the ball, you expose the defense, you expose what's going on there. This is the thing that you can break a team down, correct?
Yeah, of course. You don't want to if you're a team because you look at the films and you figure, well, this kid's going to come in here and he's going to throw the ball. We kind of know what the Patriots do, so forth and so on. But yet when the game comes out and there's you know, the goalposts are shaking. So what do they do? They say, guess what? We're not only going to do what's best for us because that gives us a chance to win, but let's see if Buffalo wants to play tonight at the line of scrimmage. Not a lot of people want to do that anyway. So yep. You come out and you run the ball to the tune of 220 yards.
Yeah, unbelievable.
220 That's yards. A lot, yeah. You run them right out of their own building. What did the Bills run for? 99. It's just, you know,
It exposes the weaknesses and the strengths of the team.
It really does. Yep. And so look for more of that.
Yep.
It's going to be interesting to see here if they stay healthy, their offensive line stays healthy. It could very well, the championship could very well go through New England.
Exactly. So, James, very good. That's a good question to start us off with here in our chat room at Facebook Live to talk about this, because the road to the Super Bowl may lead through New England. And New England is starting to look pretty good. They didn't look that great at the beginning of the season. They're starting to gel a little bit. Dallas is gelling. New Orleans looks like they're starting to melt a little bit, too. I mean, there's certain teams out there.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true. And again, well, here's another thing, getting back to the Bills and the Patriots.
Patriots, yeah.
Look what, when San Francisco, I was watching the San Francisco Ram game.
San Francisco Seattle game, wasn't it?
No, yeah. No. I was watching the San Francisco Ram game several weeks ago.
All right, you got it.
When San Francisco bludgeoned the Rams up in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And they ran them out of the park. All they needed to do, this is the Rams now, good defense, good tackles. They have good tackles on that team. All they needed to do was continue to do that. But, they, you know, they moved the ball around a little bit.
Right.
And sure enough, you know, you would have not been surprised, as was I, when the 49ers just ran these guys crazy, and the Rams couldn't do anything about it.
Yeah, it's having a game plan, sticking to it, knowing who your opponent is, and making it happen. So be looking for that. These games are going to be much more important as we head on down here.
Fundamentals and techniques. That's how you play the line of scrimmage, and a lot of heart.
Now, straight ahead when we come back, Fred's been traveling. He was in Vegas. He's got stories for you. Stay with us in the Sports Lounge.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based healthcare health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free, guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I want to thank our production staff, a whole bunch there. We got Mike Gary, Jeremy Dayton, Madison Hernandez is here, everybody working on the show, for the fabulous Christmas music they put on the program. Were you enjoying it?
Oh, man.
Listen to it.
Yeah. Silver bells.
Here comes Santa Claus. Watch out.
God.
He's got those toys. Yeah.
I'm dreaming,
boys. Take it, Fred.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
That's why we're wearing black shirts here in the studio. Yeah,
we've got the spirit. It's obvious.
We do. It's good. Happy holidays to everybody. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Whatever. You got Kwanzaa going on over there. I don't even know when that starts, but we've got Hanukkah's going on for you, too. Now, Fred, we're going to get back to the chat room, everything else that's going on. But before we do, you took a little side trip this week, and you were debating whether to go or not, and you came back in today, and you said, my gosh, am I glad I went and I did this thing. Tell everybody where you were and what the event was.
Well, this I will, fun. But my friend Bob Stein, who played with me on the Rams from 73 and 4, and then in 75, he moved on. But we were good pals, have been since that time. He has been inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame, the National Football Foundation Hall of Fame. And they had their dinner celebration yesterday and at the Aria Hotel. And I didn't know pretty much what to expect. I mean, I'm in the Hall of Fame, but it's been years since I actually went there.
Went to the ceremony. They
went
do it every
to the
year,
ceremony.
Right? They have a
yeah,
class
and they
year.
Do it every year.
Yeah,
it's a 63rd, I think, time 63rd anniversary. Anyway, so we go there, and it was just great from the very beginning. Of course, you get to see your friend Bob, and his girlfriend, and a lot of our friends who they came of age as young men playing football together and
right.
against each other, and it was a great presentation by the hall, and it was a wonderful opportunity to reconnect with people. Everybody was there in one spot. They were very available. There were people there that I knew of as players I'd never met before. And you'd meet them, and it was just a fantastic opportunity to catch a moment where you could feel good about what you had done, and feel good that there was other people there that would recognize those feelings as well.
That's great.
And so it was fantastic. And I got to see, I haven't seen Archie. I talked to Archie Manning a couple of times.
Archie Manning, you played with him, the dad of
Eli and Peyton,
right?
I played against Archie. He was with the Saints in 70. I came in 69. And he was always fantastic. He was everybody's leading man. I mean, he's just a tremendous person. He and his wife, Olivia, I met a long time ago. And I As soon as I walked into the place, you know, I was looking around. I was trying to figure, maybe I'd get a hold of Archie and just touch base with him, because an evening is going to take all its own personality and we're going to get scattered and blah, blah, blah. Well, that was not the case at all. Everybody was terribly available, and they were everybody was working the room, introducing themselves, and it was just fantastic. So I come in and... one of the first people I see across the room is Archie. And so I walk towards him.
Yeah.
I walk towards him, and he acknowledges me and then immediately starts to come around toward me. So he comes over. We give each other a big hug, and I ask him how Olivia's doing, fine, and everybody. And I said, your boys are killing it. It's just too much. He says, well, there's Peyton over there.
So Peyton Manning is there.
So Peyton's across the room up against the wall, was, you know, surrounded by three or four people. He was talking about it. So I said, let me catch him. I'll catch you later on. But let me go say hi to him real quickly. So I went over to him, and unbeknownst to me, as soon as I walked over, he gave me a hug and shook my hand, and said, my dad has been nonstop about telling me about the first time I met you at our house in New Orleans. I was working for CBS, and I was a color commentator. This was 1982,
after
which was
playing
like
days,
months after I got fired by the Rams.
Yeah. Right.
I went to a Saints practice to interview players and just check in with everybody and have a meeting and so forth and so on. And Archie says, you know, after, why don't you come Saturday? Why don't you come Saturday over to the house, and then we can spend some time? I said, that'd be great. So we did that. I pull up, and he lives on one of those fantastic streetcar named Desire Streets.
Really?
You know, with the trolley car going back and forth.
This is back in the 80s you're talking about.
This is 1982.
You go to the Manning household, yeah.
Yeah, so we're there, and so in my bag that I always carry around with me.
You carry a bag with you everywhere you go.
I put all my stuff in there. I didn't want to be caught short for nothing. So I pull out my books and my stuff and prepared to talk football and to hear a little bit about Archie, what's happening and all that stuff. Because during games... What I would do when we would play him during TV timeouts and even during the game, you know, we usually, as well as everybody else, used to beat them to a pulp. And so this is one of those days in New Orleans in the Superdome, and it was a timeout, and I saw him over there. I made eye contact with him, and I motioned him over, and we kind of like chatted. And I said, you know something, as your friend, I highly recommend you get out and get away from this team. You will be killed by the time you're 27 years old. And he laughed, and he says, no, he says, they're really good to me here. This is my team, and I'm going to ride it out, which was that's the type of guy he was. And so I show up at his house, and running around in his shorts was this little kid.
This little runt.
This little kid.
Yeah.
And so I said, hello, young man, what's your name? And he says, my name's Peyton. And I said, you know, you're a fine young man. I'm going to have a little bit of my gruel I take with me. And I'll show you. So I pulled some things out of my bag, a book and some pencils and colored pencils and stuff. And he was looking at all this stuff. So I pull out my snap lid Tupperware with my brown rice in it.
No, you were carrying it those days? You had in the 80s?
It's been with me a long time.
So you got the brown rice and the Tupperware?
So, yeah.
You didn't feed it to the kid, did you, to Peyton?
No, that's what the story's about. So I'm there, and I said, hey, Arch, you you know, he wants some. He goes, you can have some, no problem. So we got him a spoon, and he sat on my lap, and I fed him.
Some of your gruel.
I fed him a couple little spoonfuls of that stuff. And I don't know if he was crazy about it or not, but he didn't let me know that he didn't like it. But he ate it, and I said, "This is good to grow on. This is going to really
you
help."
Started
you.
Him on the right
That's
dietary
it.
Track.
That's it. I took complete credit. Now, by the time I get over to him, you know, he says, "I've heard this story."
So Peyton, now we're back to real time in Las Vegas.
Yeah, now we're back to real time. I've heard this story. I don't know how many times. And I said, well, here I am. Here we are.
Did you have your bag with you?
No, I didn't.
Should have pulled it out and said, here's some more.
Yeah, I thought I'll mail you some.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'll Google some stuff for you. So anyway, it was great. We kibitzed a little bit, and people were, you know, pulling at them and everything. So I just said, well, it's great to see you. I'll see you down the road sometime, blah, 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 blah. Now, here's my point to you.
Please.
Once we decide how we're going to put our shows together.
The five-day-a-week show that we're talking about, we've been talking about for
that's
the last
right.
year and a half. Yes,
we save these types of interviews.
Oh, yeah.
For those days.
So we get Peyton Manning to come on here.
So we get Peyton, we get Archie, we get...
And we save the interviews.
We'll get Olivia, the mother.
Yeah.
And we'll get Eli. And we'll get all these people...
To tell stories.
That'll carry them back on everybody. So,
genius.
So all of this stuff, all this little stuff here with all these names on it, you know who Bert Jones is?
Yeah.
Yeah. We hung out with all these guys.
So you had the creme de la creme of the college world, am I right?
So
and
that,
the professional
So
world.
That little click top box of rice led to this.
How does Archie look? Is he still in good shape?
Great. No, he's great. He has a little stick he carries around with him, you know, his hip. But... he's fine, and everybody was just so nice and polite. Everybody genuinely loved. You know, award shows are award shows.
Sure.
But this was really something.
Well, and this was in Las Vegas at the Aria Hotel?
At the Aria Hotel, which, you know, if I never see, you know, hotels, they're like, they're just like big.
It's a beautiful one.
They're like finger puzzles, you know. You can't get out of them once you get in them.
We'll be back in the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer.
Take the spa experience home with Alico's luxury sauna line. Choose from a unique variety of indoor or outdoor saunas that come in multiple shapes, sizes, and wood types, handcrafted from the highest quality materials. View our full selection at alico.com to find the perfect match for your lifestyle. That's ALEKO.com. 10% off plus free shipping on any item. Use code RADIO10 at checkout. Alico.com. Monthly financing available.
Fever is the leading symptom of COVID and the flu, and the only way to reliably detect fever is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Be sure to seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Right now, sports betting is the fastest growing industry in the world. To consistently cash tickets at the sports books, it's best to be armed with the right plays from the best sports bettors in the business. That's what you'll get at AgainstTheNumber.com. At AgainstTheNumber.com, you'll get specialists with decades of experience betting multiple sports at a high level and many sports-specific packages from the NFL to college basketball to cricket to soccer to the European Tour that gives you a consistent edge on the sportsbook. For a highly skilled, reasonably priced team of premium sports handicappers focused on one thing and one thing only, beating the books at their own game. Visit AgainstTheNumber.com.
That's AgainstTheNumber.com.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Christmas time, how are ya? We love to deck the halls with holly.
I haven't heard this tune in a long time.
Come on and take yourself with Molly. Oh, you're looking very jolly. All right, that's enough. Welcome back here. Jeez. That's our Christmas
Don't
music. Thanks to our
again.
Staff. Put that together. Welcome back here to the show. I'm Michael Horn. The star of our show is the Sultan of Safeties, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer. So you're up there just with the group, and I'm glad you went. I think it's good for you to connect, and everybody loves it. That really breaks the ice when you walk into the room and you're welcomed in, and people say, Fred, how you doing? And they come up to you, and the magic happens, and that's good. And obviously... you said there was who was there that you broke your finger on his helmet or you smashed it to shreds? What was you were trying to find the guy? See, it's like what I'm saying, same thing. He was there anyway. Anyway,
I'll think of it.
You'll think of it. Hold your finger up.
I'm having a lapse.
That's all right. Now, we've got the comments and things to get to here for you. Let's just get to some of these comments here and see what we got. We got Bernard saying hello to you, Fred, and to me from freezing Ottawa, Canada.
Boy.
It's apparently quite cold in Canada. It's a boot time, you know.
It's a boot.
Kathy saying, Fred, what was your major at El Camino College? Your major?
At that time, it was a very short stay for me. So I took industrial arts stuff. I was a three major, industrial arts, history, and
history, industrial arts?
Yeah, and...
painting?
And kinesiology.
Kinesiology?
Yeah, study the body, you know.
Whoa, you were like a genius.
No.
What happened to you?
I took a three-pronged attack to get my degree, and through all of this stuff... I wound up 10 units shy of graduating in those three subjects. Really,
I was a radio, TV, speech kind of guy, and I took a little bit of a minor in business, which was always good. Nikki says, hi from Nebraska, currently listening from Florida. So she must be traveling in a nice Florida time.
Oh, yeah.
James, by the way, says thanks for commenting on his earlier question. Here's a nice comment from Gay Slater. She says, two handsome men, especially the tall one. Now, have we measured recently that you've been stooping down at all?
Gosh, you know, it could be you. I mean, I think.
Yeah, as Nikki says, hope everybody's having a great day. Always enjoy catching the show. Yes, so we're here on the show. We're thinking about doing it, as we mentioned in the past, on a Monday through Friday basis. And in the new year, we should really take that one up and make it happen.
Now, listen, the quarterback was Steve Spurrier, and he was a Florida coach.
Yep.
He was also a Florida player, I believe.
Yes.
And he's renowned in college football.
Of course.
And he's great. And I was going to go over and see him because, you know, he's responsible for taking this finger right here.
Oh, is that the one? That's the guy that smashed your finger?
Well, I smashed it up against his helmet.
So Steve Spurrier's helmet. And then you smashed it.
I sacked him. He was passing.
Okay.
I sacked him into Coliseum.
Yep.
And my finger wound up. Here's where it is. My finger.
Where did it wind up?
my finger, this knuckle, wound up over here.
Oh.
So my finger was laying.
For those of you on radio, Fred's pointing at his knuckle there, and he's showing that
it was like that.
It was at an angle going towards his pinky.
It was just about like that.
And did you know you broke it at the time?
Or no, I had to.
Well, didn't it take a while?
It took me until I got home to figure it out.
Where was this, in Minnesota or something?
No, it was the Coliseum.
Oh, didn't you also smack your thumb or something in Minnesota?
Yeah, what game you want to choose?
I don't know. You must have beat yourself up. Crazy.
You know, we can go all day long about
Spurrier.
What game did you?
Great player. I remember in college days and stuff, the announcer goes, Spurrier, you know, when you have the good announcers.
Is that what he did?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
He'd make this thing happen.
So he was there. I didn't get a chance to go see him.
Really?
No, he was jam-packed with people. You know, you got to play the room. I'm pretty good at playing.
How do you play the room? What's your technique?
I keep my eyes open and my ears open, and I just don't bulldoze around. And I look to see how many people are moving around, where they're going. And at this time, he had like four people who were intimately talking to him about stuff. I don't want to go over there and say, hey, you want to see my finger? You know, so, I mean, if you would, I know you
no,
would.
No, I'm just no, wondering you if you, when you're there, when you're talking to somebody, do you make the eye contact so that you're...
Oh, God.
And when you're talking to somebody, are you one of those guys that say, hey, so Fred, so how you doing? How's it going, Fred? And you're looking around to see
well,
if there's anybody
else
in the room.
Well, that's the whole deal. There's so much going on.
Yeah, Fred, good to see you, man.
You got to really concentrate on concentrating.
Yeah, it's good to see you, Fred. And everything been going well with you?
They don't want people blowing you off.
Yeah, I mean, it's a kind of a rude thing for you.
Well,
all right.
Not that he did, but I didn't set it up so he would.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Now, sad note here. We have the former New Orleans Saints player Glenn Foster Jr. has died after being arrested in a fight apparently ensuing following police.
Yeah,
he died in custody after a high-speed chase that resulted in his arrest and then a fight involving officers in the county jail where he was being held. So I got to tell you one thing. If an officer pulls me over, I just say, yes, sir, what do you want?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not going to go ahead and I don't care. I'm not going to try to involve that officer anyway. Anyway, this New Orleans Saints player, Glenn Foster Jr., former player, dies at a medical facility after being handcuffed and then in jail, and he gets into a fight, injuring the deputy's nose and hand, according to the court records, and this guy's dead. And so that's going to be someone I'm sure we're going to be hearing about.
Well, I tell you, it's a shame. And this will be investigated completely.
Yeah.
You know that.
Yeah.
And was he 31?
Yeah, I don't think.
Was he 31?
Oh, I don't know if they said that in the article here or not. But anyway, this is good.
I thought he was 31. He played in a couple of games in 2013 and 14. So
yeah.
He's probably a little bit older than that. But, yeah, this is... I don't know. I don't know how people just decide, here the cops are coming, and I can't wait to sucker punch one of them. That's the furthest thing I want to do is to rile up a police officer to where they say, you know something, I'm going to take you downtown.
He'd been arrested Sunday afternoon in Reform, Alabama, reckless charges of endangerment, resisting arrest by attempt to elude, the records show, and he was driving at speeds up to 90 miles an hour and on a state highway. So just everything, it's just terrible stuff. Anyway,
I'm still trying to get over this this guy, Rugg, wide receiver for the Raiders, who drove 150 miles an hour into the back of a car killing.
A few weeks ago. You're right. That's terrible.
How the hell do you reconcile any of this stuff if you're the family?
Little basketball news. NBA players who are not fully vaccinated will not be able to play games in Toronto starting on January 15th of next year. That's a mandate by the Canadian government. The teams were informed of this in a memo that was sent on Tuesday. Canada had an exemption for non-fully vaccinated athletes, allowing them to play in the country. And Canada's Minister of Public Safety announced the update mandate on November 19th. So there you have it.
Well, you know, Toronto, Canadians, eh? What are you going to do?
Here. So maybe some of our Canadian listeners that we have can talk to us about it. All right, some fan mail. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. We have a fan note here. It says, Fred, hi, Fred. While the Trojans won't be taking the field in this year's college football playoffs, their fan base, the fans, are topping the charts for a different ranking.
Yeah.
A new report by the Vegas Insider, a reputable publication, by the way, revealed that the USC Trojan fans are the number six booziest in college football. The study surveyed college football fans nationwide, 21 up, and to learn more about each fan base reputation for game day drinking and habits. And the highlights, the Trojans, the fans drink an average of 3.6 drinks per game, and the average that they spend on game day alcohol, $32.95.
They're having a good time.
That's it. There you have it. Debbie is saying hello. She was on Facebook to say hi to you. And then we have a note here from Harvey Wicker, who sent along some pictures about a well owner, says product holds valuable elements. Talk to us about water. You are a big proponent of drinking enough water in one's diet.
Well, no, but that's the operative. You know, you gotta make sure you're getting enough water. You know, a lack of water has directly been attributable to more strokes. Did you know that?
So more strokes happen. Yeah, and I think you're right. And so you drink
half your body's weight in ounces of water a day.
A day. So take your body weight divided by two.
I'm 215 pounds, so I'm going to take 107 ounces of water every single day, and I'm going to drink it.
Yeah. And that's what you got to do. And it just flushes the system. You drink your water, you're going to feel better.
Just accept it to do it. You'll be a lot better off than most people. I was at, I'm a dear friend of Hugh Hefner's over the years. And while one day I was at his house, and I had my bottle of water with me in my bag. And I pointed out that I drink half my body in ounces of water a day, and he just kind of looked at me and he says to me, he says, you know, I've never had a glass of water.
Come on, really?
Yeah. I don't know if that's true. If he said it, just to be saying it,
right?
But he convinced me.
Wow.
How do you go through 90 years of living and you don't drink one glass of water?
Got to drink water. I've told you that story many times, going back to the summers on my uncle's farm in Illinois, and now he's in Wisconsin, and they'd have the milk house because they had milking cows, and it was always cool in there, even though it was hot and humid outside, and they had a well on there with well water, like this guy sent you a note about well water, and I would turn the spigot on, and there was a tin up there that they used so they could take out some milk if they wanted to and fill up barrels of it or whatever, drinking around the farm or whatever, and I would fill that tin cup with water, and I would just gurgle it down after work. And I mean, it was like a quart or something. I would just drink it right down. Yeah. It was delicious. It was fabulous. It was cool. And I just used to think to myself, and this was before I met you. Ah. I was just a kid. I thought to myself, the elixir of life, and I would just pound it back. And that got me to drinking water. I've always drunk a lot of water. And some days you forget, and that's a terrible day when you forget to drink your water.
You know what? One of the things I did not do when I was in Vegas,
what?
Drink a lot of water.
Yeah, because see,
I'm on the go all the time.
Yeah, exactly. And you're not carrying your bag with your water and all that kind of stuff. I try to jumpstart the day in the morning after you wake up, pour some water down to get the day going. Just
I tried to drink 40 ounces, 40 to 50 ounces of water before I go downstairs in the morning.
And that's pretty amazing because you've got a one-level house.
I know. I get a basement.
Takes him a while.
I go to the basement and finish up.
He finds us down on the street by the time he gets down the stairs. But that's good. That is really good. And when you're working out, you want to drink water with the workout, right? Sip on that. Keep rehydrating.
Yeah, you're just hanging out. Like I got a bottle of water right here.
In your bag.
Yeah.
That you took in there. That you probably got some of Archie Manning's gruel in there.
No.
I can't believe you fed this young child.
You can't.
Peyton Manning.
It was 40 years ago.
Yeah, look what you've created. It's like a superstar quarterback thanks to you.
Yeah.
People are going to hire you to be the genius guy that takes their kids and make them superstars.
I'm the guy behind the team that shot to the stars.
Next thing you know, we'll find out you've been feeding Max Bear something. We'll be back with more. It's the Sports Lounge.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group. You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
We're back here in the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. Hey, there's interesting stuff going on. This basketball player, this Zion Williams, weighing 330 pounds right now, yeah. Puts him among the heaviest players in the NBA, in the history of the NBA. So he's something else. That's
As a comparison, Shaquille O'Neal weighed 325 when he was 21, but he was 7'1".
Yeah, something else. A couple of quick notes here from our chat room. Nikki, who is always a listener to the show, says she always enjoys catching the show, and she says to you, Fred, she says, thanks for the info about your major at El Camino College. She says the El Camino College 75th anniversary committee, she said, wanted to know. And so she's going to pass that information along to see what's going on. So great jokes coming in from everybody, and glad everybody is tuned into it. Now, baseball's got their lockout going. And here's the weird part about it from what they're saying. There's articles going on this. They say it's like a post-apocalyptic wasteland, they're saying. And as part of the lockout, if you look at the websites of the teams, they're not mentioning any of the players' names. It's like the players don't exist. Like on the Cardinals website, it says April 30th is Cardinals third baseman bobblehead night. They don't say what third baseman. And every news story, they say, has some kind of throwback to articles like the 10 biggest trades in Marlins history. Each player's headshot, they say, is now a gray, faceless orb when they have it there. The Atlantic said that one of the stories that they had on their issue is that Major League Baseball has maintained measures due to legal matters, and no one knows what's true. And you're not going to see any of the players on this. I hope they solve it soon. It's like crazy.
Well, this Liz Thomas smashes women's record at University of Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Transgender.
Yeah.
I want to know where the feminists of this country are. The ones that are really looking out for women.
Story for next week's show.
Where are they at?
We're out of time. If you want to get a hold of Fred, email him, freddryer@crntalk.com. freddryer@crntalk.com. Follow him on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRealFredDryer. And Twitter, Fred_Dryer, D-R-Y-E-R. Final thoughts from you, Fred.
I got to get some sleep. This Vegas thing killed me.
We'll see you next week, everybody. Have a good week.